You're dreaming, aren't you? How else could I be here, spooned up to you in your bed, naked, six stories up from the street behind those locked doors and closed windows? I must be a dream. Except, your dreams are never this detailed. At least, not yet. You can feel the bed shift and the sheets tug at you as I cuddle closer. You can feel the heat of my body, the tickle of my breath against your ear. Sweetheart, you're not dreaming. I'm right here. Ooh, I just felt your heart lurch. You should be leaping out of bed, screaming, going for your phone or the door or the baseball bat you keep under the bed. But you're not. You can't move, can you? It's called sleep paralysis. It keeps your body still while you dream, anchored down while your mind flies and frolics and... bucks. The human body is a marvel of contradictions. All that imaginative freedom for the price of utter restraint. And as long as I keep you here, on the edge between sleep and waking, between dream and reality, you're stuck. You can't get away. In times past, the paralysis was attributed to terrible creatures, night hags and succubi, demons and dream lovers, creatures like me. It's a good thing science has banished us, isn't it? How terrifying would it be to have something warm and wet and aware whispering into your ear? Oh, you're trying to escape back into your dreams. You'll find no refuge there, love. Your dreams will only try to justify what your body is experiencing. Like this. You can't move, but that doesn't mean I can't reposition you. So if I roll you on your back, raise your arms above your head, cross your legs at the ankles, what does the dream do? How does it interpret your immobility? Ah, ropes. I can see them. Yes, I can see into your dreams. In fact, I can do more than that. I can influence them. Inhabit them. Dreams are my feeding ground, love. And we're gonna find the perfect one, the two of us together. The one we'll return to night after night after night, while you're stretched out like this, trapped by your own body, hot and wanting and helpless. You'll spend your days knowing it's coming. The same dream, the same trap, unchanging, unalterable, inescapable. With me cuddled up next to you, experiencing every moment and every night, I'll steal a little more of your heat, soak up a little more of your joy, own another sliver of your soul. But how will we know the dream is perfect? It'll be the one that makes you come, of course. You don't believe any of this, do you? A rational girl like you. So, let me prove it. Watch me. Watch as I loop those dream ropes more firmly around your wrists, double them up around your ankles, pull them tight and taut, bind you to this bed. Look at your tits. Your nipples are suddenly hard. Are the ropes turning you on, love? I can see the muscles in your arms twitch, your legs quiver. Look at you, inside the dream, struggling so. Are those moans of fear or arousal? In our coming nights together, there won't be any difference. But ropes are so ordinary. And you're a special girl. My special girl. Ropes can be untied, cut loose. So what if, instead of ropes, you were bound with manacles. Iron manacles, I think. That has a lovely medieval sound. Iron manacles locked into place. Oh, you like that, don't you? You like the way they clamp around you. Can you hear their chains chime as you writhe inside your dream? As your bed transforms into a wooden table and the room around you fills with torture equipment. You have such a wonderful imagination. I make a tiny suggestion and your mind fills in all the hard, rusty details. Naughty girl, you're going to make this so easy for me. Still, the manacles only explain why you can't move your arms and legs. The rest of you is paralyzed too. The dream isn't perfect yet. It must be perfect, pet. You deserve it. I demand it. Oh, what was that? As I whispered in your ear, you whimpered and the dream changed. There was just a flash of something green, the smell of black soil and wet leaves. Let me lean over you again and there. When the tips of my hair brushed your cheek, the dream changed into a forest. Great ancient trees blocking out the moon, roots biting deep into the dark earth, the trunks pitted with hollows like screaming mouths, and the branches draped in spider webs. Oh, you marvelous kinky thing. Is that how your mind justified the touch of my hair? As spider webs. How perfectly poetic. Let me just move to the end of the bed, trail my hair lightly across your feet. Do you feel it? The soft, sticky strands binding your feet together. And now your ankles, wrapping your shins and knees, cocooning your smooth, quivering thighs. It's so tight, so sticky. How can you ever escape? Oh, I see the webbing isn't the only thing that's sticky. Look at your cunt. All the little beads of moisture forming there. Let me brush my hair across those beads. Soak the tips. Run them over your hips and belly. In your dream, being encased in sweet, sticky silk, your feet and legs stuck, your arms reaching helplessly, your breasts. Oh, your breasts. I brush my hair over them, painting them with dream silk, tangling your nipples, snaring your shoulders now, wrapping your throat, your chin, your lips. Oh, you can't scream now, can you? Can't move at all. Your body is all spun up tight in these gooey webs while you squirm and struggle on a bed of moss at the base of these ancient trees, while things chitter and scratch in the darkness beyond. Is this it? Is this your perfect dream? Is this what waits for you night after night? Are you going to come? You're close. Your cunt is glistening. Do you need a little help? A little push? And let me take a taste, a lick, a flick. Did you like that? The touch of my tongue? Is that what's missing from this dream? Oh, fickle girl. The dream forest is changing, becoming more of a jungle. The webs on the trees are twisting into vines, and the strands binding you, they're thickening and knotting into something muscular, hardening into scale. A serpent! Oh, how metaphorical and impressive. The way it coils tight, tight, tight around you, doubling up and over itself, knotting about your body in oppressive meat, its tongue rasping at your cunt like this. Oh, how hard you're struggling inside our dream. But here on your bed, the only thing moving is the sweep of my tongue as I lap up the slow, sticky sap of your cunt. Does that feel good, love? My tongue lathering up your slit, broad and wet, oiling you with my saliva until the tip flick, flick, flicks at your clit. Is this your perfect dream? Wrapped, trapped, squeezed. Your breath coming in gasps as the serpent's coils constrict. and my serpent's tongue stabs and jabs and dances. Is this how you want to spend every night of every year to come? Endlessly crushed, suffocated by the dry clutch of one set of muscles. Endlessly licked and lapped by the wash of another. Squeezed and teased. Or can you do better? Oh, that's my girl. My special girl. You're changing the dream without my help. You've learned. Where will we go now? Some filthy examination room. Some ancient temple with bandages to mummify you. Why are we back in your bedroom? You're merging dream and reality. Why? What's here among your damp sheets that will make you come? Oh, the sheets are moving, growing sleek and slick, humping together into, oh girl, tentacles, glistening white tentacles. Oh, look how they coil about you, wet with your own juices, binding your legs and hips, keeping your arms stretched helplessly above you, squeezing your tits and encircling your throat, sliding up between your thighs and probing your cunt. Oh, pushing inside. Oh, covering your mouth so you can't scream. Though would it be a scream of pleasure or terror? Oh, love, this must be it. This must be your perfect dream. Paralysis given shape and meaning. Oh, come, come now. Lock it into place for all the nights before us. Oh, what will make you come? What will... Wait. Let go of my feet. One of your tentacles is wrapped around my feet. Oh, God, my ankles. They're clutching at my arms and my thighs. No. Let me go. They're swarming me. Oh, on my tits and around my hips. I can't get off this bed. I can't get free. You're doing this. You... Oh, they're all over me, covering me, so tight and wet. Oh, I can't move. I can't move. I can't move. No. No, don't. Oh, you bitch. Oh, they're inside me. Inside me. In my cunt and pushing into my ass, more than one, wiggling. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, they're gonna make me come. Oh, that's it. That's it, isn't it? That's what you need to push you over the edge. You want to see me squirm and struggle and, oh, fuck, I'm going to come. Oh, I'm going to come. You want to watch me come. Oh, your perfect dream is my nightmare. No. Don't come. Don't come. If you come, you lock us into this dream night after night after night. No, get that tentacle away from my mouth. Listen to me. Listen. Look, we'll both be trapped, wrapped, and helpless. Oh, get away from my mouth. Every time you dream, this is what will happen. Don't come. Don't come. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Yeah. Look. Oh, I'm going to come. Look, I can't stop. I'm going to come. They're going to make me come. But you, please don't come. Don't come. Don't do this to me. Please don't. No. No. Oh, you wicked girl. What have you done to me? What? Oh, you're waking up. Oh, the paralysis is fading, but I'm still stuck. Trapped. Help me. Help. No, don't leave me. Don't leave me like this. Let me go. Let me go. What? Sweet dreams? Oh, you fucking...